slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. And wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. In your Chevrolet. Lord knows I've been praying for the day a girl like her would say. Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. Wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News Race for the White House. I'm Daria Albinger, a tribute to her boss.
In one term, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who have served two terms in office.
Vice President Kamala Harris making her first official appearance since President Biden ended his reelection bid and threw his support to her. She was at a White House event to honor NCAA championship teams. On Capitol Hill today,
we must learn what happened, and I will move heaven and earth to ensure that an incident like July 13th does not happen again.
Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle answering questions from the House Oversight Committee about the assassination attempt on former President Trump at a rally 2 weeks ago. Cheadle told the panel that she takes full responsibility for what she calls the agency's most significant operational failure in decades, but she still thinks she's the best person to lead the Secret Service. This is ABC News. Reaction from the Kremlin to President Biden's decision to withdraw from the presidential election.
Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov says Biden's decision is not really surprising. In his words, to be honest, in recent years, what's been happening in the United States has taught us not to be surprised by anything. As to Kamala Harris, he says, with the exception of a few unfriendly statements, she has very little foreign affairs experience. So, he adds, the Kremlin is not in a position to properly assess where she's coming from. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Authorities in Alaska and the Coast Guard are searching for a missing airplane with three people on board. The single propeller aircraft was flying near Mount Krillin in southeast Alaska with a pilot and two passengers. X, formerly known as Twitter, is testing a new feature to cut down on spam. Users will soon be able to disable links and replies to their posts. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Whether you own a local business or a global one,
You're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny today with high temperatures climbing into those low 80s. A small shot of some showers or storms are possible this afternoon and roll into the evening as well as tomorrow too. None are expected to be severe, but some could be strong. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
A major Wisconsin manufacturer is announcing a raft of layoffs. Ted Allen has more.
Fond du Lac-based Mercury Marine will lay off 1,700 workers to make production adjustments. The layoffs will happen a week at a time for a total of up to 8 weeks now through the end of the year and will impact most hourly employees. The announcement comes after Mercury permanently laid off 300 workers last month. Workforce adjustments are due to less consumer demand for Mercury Marine's products.
Downtown Milwaukee is back to normal for now. The crews finished taking down the Republican National Convention perimeter over the weekend. The folks at Visit Milwaukee says it will take a few months to get a crowd estimate and a sense of just how much money the convention brought into the state. And Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Milwaukee tomorrow, this time as the candidate for president. She had a trip to Wisconsin planned long before President Joe Biden decided to drop out of the presidential race this weekend. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
You know Fleet Farm's got everything for everyday life. But did you know we also have the best prices guaranteed every day? Like 40 pounds of Diamond Crystal Softener Salt, on sale now for just $5.69. Or a 40-pound bag of Black Oil Sunflower Seed, on sale for $17.49. And on the odd day you find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life, all at the best prices. Guaranteed.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Democrats who are running for Congress here in western Wisconsin have nothing but praise for President Biden after he announced yesterday he would not run for re-election any longer. Eric Wilson said it's now an opportunity for Democrats to focus on beating former President Trump come November. State Representative Katrina Shankland called Biden's decision, quote, deeply patriotic, unquote, and said voters should thank President Biden for a lot of things. Rebecca Cook said while she's grateful for the president's decades of service, she said she's more focused on the race in western Wisconsin. The Pepin County Senior Council will be holding a meeting tomorrow to elect members to the board of directors. There are three incumbents that have been nominated for another three-year term, including Zita Stewart, Carol Orne, and Bonnie Bach. That meeting begins tomorrow morning at 10:30 at the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand. A wet June puts Wisconsin's drought in the rearview mirror. It wasn't the wettest June on record, but the Wisconsin Climatology Office reports Most locations received at least 6 inches of rainfall, with a statewide average of just under 7 inches. That's 48%, or just over 2.25 inches more than normal, making it the sixth wettest June going back to 1895. And while all that rain followed a very wet May, crushed the drought, it also meant lots of flooding and storm damage. Rain fell frequently and intensely last month. Some places here in northwestern Wisconsin had 4 to 6 inches more than normal. We're now waiting for answers as Governor Evers' Artificial Intelligence Task Force is holding its final meeting today. The governor's task force is focusing on how AI will change Wisconsin's workforce and the jobs that will need to be filled in the future. The governor's task force is one of two AI task forces in Wisconsin. The other is through the legislature and focuses on the dangers that can arise from artificial intelligence. Travelers at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport continue to face flight cancellations and delays. It's left many stranded without luggage or accommodations. Passengers have been stuck in Minnesota after a flight to Spokane, Washington was canceled. Sherry O'Brien, who flew to Jacksonville, Florida, has been unable to return home to Bloomington due to all of the flight cancellations. Delta CEO has acknowledged the disruptions, attributing them to the CrowdStrike issue on a busy travel weekend. Frustrated passengers have had to book multiple flights on different airlines to even have a chance to reach their destinations. You're listening to WRDN News.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Two people were injured in a semi versus vehicle accident in the town of Trempealeau Wednesday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, Leonard Mound was traveling westbound on Highway 54 and was stopped to make a left turn when his vehicle was rear-ended by a westbound semi driven by Aiden Brozite. Mound and his passenger Dixie Featon were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. School districts across Wisconsin are in a wait-and-see mode to see how the declaration of Act 10 becoming unconstitutional will affect their budgets. Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson says the district will be needing to be prepared for any changes.
That certainly is going to impact any school district's budget. And so while we don't necessarily know how that might play itself out, you know, we certainly have to give thought to all of the potential situations that might present themselves and be prepared for that.
Act 10 had prevented teacher unions from negotiating for higher wages above the rate of inflation and was declared unconstitutional by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We could receive some answers about the rules for absentee voting in Wisconsin by the end of the day. The legislature's Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules will meet today to talk about the rules for absentee voting, as well as the rules for ballot challenges. Lawmakers are looking at the mandate from the Wisconsin Elections Commission for one set of rules for absentee voters this year. Absentee voting will be a focus this fall, with both new absentee ballot witness envelopes and ballot drop boxes that are back in use. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has joined in the search for a missing man in the Bay of Green Bay over the weekend. It's now been more than a week since Billy Solnick's boat capsized on his way from Green Island to Oconto. Searchers found the boat and his two children in the water Monday. The kids were dead. Salick's family say they believe he's gone as well. The Door County Sheriff's Department says it's looking to find Solnick's body. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized, theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
A 66-year tradition of local kids offering Packer players a ride to practice on their bikes has turned into a huge celebration full of green and gold decorated bikes and hopeful young Packer fans. The tradition is now called the American Family Insurance Dream Drive. Now, if you are interested in heading to Lambeau with your bicycle, here's what you need to know. As of now, there's no formal sign-up process for a player to ride a fan's bike. Kids just simply arrive outside of the Lambeau Field locker room on the east side of the stadium with their bikes and hope to get picked. Young Packer fans are invited to each open practice day to offer players a ride on their bikes from Lambeau to Nitschke Field. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny today with high temperatures climbing into those low 80s. A small shot of some showers or storms are possible this afternoon and roll into the evening, as well as tomorrow, too. None are expected to be severe, but some could be strong. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 77 degrees at our studios.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hoskins to left. Austin Martin back. He's at the wall. He'll jump up, and Martin can't make the play, and that is gone, a home run for Rhys Hoskins. And the Brewers take a 7-5 lead as Hoskins with his 15th.
The Brewers used the long ball to sweep the Twins in their two-game series at Target Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Rhys Hoskins' two-run homer in the seventh, courtesy of Roku TV. Eric Haas homered twice. Jackson Churio added his 10th of the season. He's starting to heat things up. Manager Pat Murphy.
The story of the game, I mean, Hoskins coming through. Every hit he gets is a big hit, it seems like, you know. These two games, you'd walk away saying, wow, you know, that kid deserves $150 million.
Brewers open a three-game series in Chicago against the Cubs tonight. Four baseball legends inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame on Sunday. Rockies legend Todd Helton, longtime Major League third baseman Adrian Beltre, Twins legend Joe Mauer, and longtime manager Jim Leland all inducted. Kenny Clark and the Packers reached a three-year contract extension worth $64 million on the eve of training camp yesterday. The deal includes a $17.5 million signing bonus. It'll keep him in a Packers uniform through the 2027 season.
I approach it the same every year, man. Like, I mean, this is what I love to do. I mean, I love football. I love being out there with my teammates. I try not to let, you know, contract talks and all the, you know, the extra stuff get into my mind and you know, play with my mental. I just go out there and play, man. I love the game. You know, I love what, you know, football has done for me and my family. So, you know, I'm forever grateful.
Xander Schauffele won his second major, capturing the 152nd Open Championship. He finished 9 under par, 2 shots better than Justin Rose and Billy Horschel. And Stevens Point native Sam Hauser gets a 4-year, $45 million contract extension with the Boston Celtics. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Duran.
30 years later, Hendrick is still on top at the Brickyard. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
30 years after Jeff Gordon and Hendrick Motorsports won the inaugural Brickyard 400 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in 1994, it was Kyle Larson taking the team back to victory lane yesterday in this year's edition. Larson held off Ryan Blaney on a late race restart to claim the victory, his first at the prestigious track, coming just 2 months after running his first Indy 500 there. It wasn't easy for Larson, who had to overcome an extra pit stop for a loose wheel midway through the event. Pit strategy also forced Larson to race from the 23rd spot with 30 laps to go. He led just 7 laps. See the full results at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
Our farm and ranch dogs are always there for us, and we owe it to them to protect their health. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Parasites and tick-borne illnesses are preventable as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Dog might be part of the working staff or just a loving family companion. Either way, the dog is up against a different set of health hazards than its urban cousins, and it's up to you to understand what those potential health risks are and do your best to prevent them. Dr. Paul DeMars is a clinical associate professor at Oklahoma State University's College of Veterinary Medicine. He says the environment a farm dog lives in can contribute to infectious diseases.
Like leptospirosis, which is a bacterial disease transmitted in the urine of infected wildlife, primarily rats and raccoons, and dogs contract it by drinking contaminated water. Some of these lepto strains can also come from cattle. So a working cattle farm, you're going to have that as a risk. But the chances of a dog getting sick from those strains are not as great as from the other ones.
Dogs that spend more time outside are at a greater risk for mosquito bites, which can transmit heartworm disease. He says fleas and ticks are another hazard in many areas of the country.
You know, in a well-manicured back lawn, their risks are pretty minimal. But in the wilds where you have tall grass and leaf litter and all those types of things, then your risk of tick-borne illnesses rise spectacularly. So good tick control, good parasite control, appropriate vaccinations are the things we can do to mitigate those risks.
Parasites can affect your pet in a variety of ways, ranging from simple irritation to causing a life-threatening condition if left untreated. Your veterinarian is an ally in keeping the animal healthy, and that starts with a visit to the vet every year. Learn more about health risks for farm dogs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
78 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk up 16 to 2014, September up 26 to 2084, October up 19 to 2092, November milk up 12 at 2028. Cheese markets were higher today. Barrels up 1.25 to 192.5. 40-pound blocks up 1 to 187.5. 2 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 307.5, 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk steady at 119.75, no trades. Dry whey up 3/4 to 52.5, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher. Now, the trade is moving past the fact that Friday's cattle on feed report showed greater on feed totals compared to a year ago, but placements were lower than a year ago. And so the combination of those two is kind of helping to spur the markets higher. Box beef prices have been mixed. For feeder cattle, as long as live cattle continues to trade higher, feeders should also continue to move higher. Hog markets continue to trade higher as the market is again supported by stronger pork cutout values. The turn in pork demand has helped the market immensely. And as long as consumers remain supportive again this week, the complex should be able to keep with its steady to higher trend that it has been pushing. August live cattle up 57 cents to 183.67. October up 95 cents to 184.42. December up $1.25 to 185.92. August feeder cattle up 90 cents to 256.50. September up 82 cents to 256.60. October up 75 cents to 256.40. August hogs up 62 cents to 92.20. October up $1.12 to 75.67. December up 77 cents to 67.70. Chicago Board of Trade corn futures are moving higher with broad agriculture strength and the trade moving back into the middle of the trading range. Warmer and drier weather should hang around this week, but it's not expected to provide much market excitement all by itself. The daily export wire saw 130,000 metric tons sold to Mexico. Soybeans moving mostly higher with meal and oil leading the soybean complex higher with that strong product strength. Now, weekly export inspections were in line as well at 327,000 metric tons. The weekly crop progress is expected to show steady conditions and development just ahead of normal. Meanwhile, wheat futures moving higher with the spring wheat leading the way as the trade pushes closer to nearby resistance levels after the strong finish late last week and weather concerns increasing for northern growers. U.S. winter wheat harvest should continue to wind down as well. Now there's some warmer and drier weather in the forecast extending into Canada. And the dollar also remaining at the bottom end of the trading range. That's all helping to support the market. September corn up 8 to 398.5. December up 8.75 to 413.5. New crop 25 up 6.75 to 455. August beans up 17.25 to 1114.5. September up 23.75 to 1016.5. November up 28 to 1064. And new crop 25 up 23.25 to 1079.5. August soybean meal up 460 to 341.40. August soybean oil up 58 cents to 47.14. Chicago wheat September up 2.75 to 545.5. December up 3 to 571. Minneapolis wheat September up 8.75 to 618.5. December up 6.75 to 636.25. Energy markets this afternoon, August crude oil down 70 cents, or 7 cents rather, to 80.06. September now down 23 cents to 78.41. August and September gas are steady, August at 245, September at 241. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. There are winners and losers in the proposed changes to the federal milk market order system. We'll tell you more coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
The initial recommendations for federal milk market order reform were released July 1st. Erica Medke, Vice President of Insights at Ever.ag, says there are 6 proposed changes, but nothing is set in stone just yet. There are some potential opportunities for dairy producers.
In this economic game here, USDA does have a bias. So the dairy producers, I would say, have a home field advantage. And so there really are some opportunities for dairy producers fundamentally to enhance their revenue. That is what a lot of this proposal is about, is to get more money in the hands of dairy producers. I think that ESL category, it is one of the few growth spots in that class one fluid milk space. So to be able to give them the ability to know what their price is in advance, especially because they can produce product, it can stay on a store shelf for a long period of time. Within the hearing testimony, many of the ESL manufacturers commented of how important it was to their customers that they have a fixed price and be able to have price certainty. So USDA did provide that type of structure in their regulated pricing.
She says there are winners and losers in the proposed changes.
I think another opportunity here is especially for cooperative-owned fluid bottlers. So again, if you look at the field of play, there were winners and there are losers in this spectrum here. And so I would say one of the winners is dairy producers. And in particular, if a dairy cooperative owns a fluid bottling plant, this retains all of the ability to reblend and to manage pricing in a class one fluid space.
It is expected that dairy farmers will have a chance to vote on all of the proposed changes to the federal milk market order system coming up sometime this fall. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has announced and certified 2 nominees who are eligible to be elected to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Candidates were nominated during the period that ended May 31st. The election opened July 10th, and soybean growers have until August 15th to vote. Now in District 2, which includes Eau Claire, Buffalo, Dunn, Eau Claire, Jackson, Pepin, Pierce, Polk, St. Croix, and Trempealeau counties, Justin Bauer was nominated. And in District 6, which includes Jefferson, Kenosha, Manitowoc, Milwaukee, Racine, Sheboygan, Walworth, Washington, and Waukesha counties, Steve Wilkins of Random Lake was nominated and certified. Nominees are now on the ballot, and the Department of Ag mailed ballots to eligible soybean growers the week of July 8th. Again, you have until August 15th to return those ballots. Meanwhile, 6 nominees are eligible for 2 seats on the Wisconsin Cranberry Marketing Board. They are David J. Bartling of Manitowish Waters, Rihanna Beck of Warrens, Asia Bennett of Wisconsin Rapids, Nathan Gryleski of Toma, Nicole Hansen of Nisida, and Sean O'Brien of Manitowish Waters. Again, cranberry growers have until August 15th to return their ballots. If you have any questions, you are to contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, along with the Wisconsin Towns Association, Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association, and the Welch Group have announced the formation of the Rural Policy Initiative. The Rural Policy Initiative is a nonprofit, nonpartisan coalition of agricultural and rural organizations dedicated to research and development of policies promoting general prosperity for Wisconsin's rural communities. RPI envisions a thriving and resilient rural Wisconsin where communities are empowered, resources are fairly distributed, and continued growth is achieved. The mission is to develop, promote, and implement strategic policies, capitalizing on the unique characteristics of rural areas while addressing key issues such as infrastructure, healthcare, workforce education, and economic development. Farmers are on track to harvest some of their biggest corn and soybean crops ever, the Federal Reserve's Beige Book says. The ongoing decline in commodity prices is putting farm income in questionable territory. Regional Fed banks in Chicago and Minneapolis say the farm income outlook has weakened in recent months. Agriculture conditions in the Kansas City Fed District says farmers face headwinds from weak crop prices. The 6th District of Atlanta said agricultural conditions have improved slightly in recent weeks as cattle and poultry sales remain strong. Farmers in Chicago's 7th District has been slow to sell crops from storage and were holding back selling ahead of the fall harvest because of low prices. The 8th District of St. Louis reported soil conditions have improved relative to the drought conditions during the last growing season, while crop conditions in the 11th District around Dallas broadly improved in most areas. Fertilizer prices remain high despite agriculture being past the high-demand spring season. Josh Linville of StoneX told AgWeb.com that multiple global factors are the reason prices have stayed high. Lower European production is the first reason, as skyrocketing natural gas prices have cut EU production by 25%. Brazil's another reason, as high costs have led to a decrease in many of that country's production plants. China's restriction on fertilizer exports means the government figured out they can make sure there's enough for their own people and reduce the domestic price. Restrictions are also coming out of Egypt due to heat and people trying to cool their homes as a result, so natural gas supplies are getting tight. In addition to an export shortage from other countries, the U.S. has restricted imports from Morocco, Russia, and China, which Linville says are a big part of the marketplace. A coalition of agriculture spray drone distributors is banding together to form a grassroots industry group. The move comes in response to proposed legislation aimed at banning drones manufactured by Chinese companies. The coalition consists of AgroSpray Drones, Bestway Ag, Drone Nerds, HSE-UAV, Pegasus Robotics, and Rancitso, and intends to represent, protect, and advocate for the interests of the agriculture industry in the use of spray drone technology. Recent legislative proposals, like H.R. 2864, which passed the House, seek to ban drones manufactured by Chinese companies due to security concerns. With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. Be listening for news and issues affecting rural America with Jesse Allen and AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Some active weather to start the week in our ag weather forecast, as we'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms at least through Tuesday. That will then be followed by dry weather for the rest of the week in the Dunn County Fair. Highs will remain in the upper 70s, the low 80s through Thursday, with a slight warming trend for the end of the week, and we'll have moderate humidity levels as well. Partly sunny throughout the day today. We'll have a 50% chance of showers and storms this afternoon. Highs 78 to 83, relative humidities at 59 to 64%. Light winds becoming southwest at around 5, a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. Otherwise, we'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, another chance of showers and storms, 50% chance. Lows 60 to 65, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. We'll see anywhere from 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a 70% chance of showers and storms. High 75 to 80, relative humidities at 67 to 72%. Light winds becoming northwest at 5 to 7. Anywhere from 5/100 to 1/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. Could see about 5 hours of sunshine as well. For Wednesday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Thursday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Friday, sunshine, highs 80 to 85. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs 80 to 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. Getting restless in that big house all alone. And I've been up and down these city streets for 3 nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge to go. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border.
Shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood, my buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by, they hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right. We were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Blue eyes and auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me, her ruby red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a look like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Never gonna grow up, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right. We were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, never gonna grow up. Never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa. A 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 barefoot blue jean night.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
She loved him like he was the last man on. Gave him everything she ever had. He'd break her spirit down, then come loving up on her. Give a little and take it back. She'd tell him about her dreams, he'd just shoot them down. Lord, he loved make her cry. You're crazy for believing you'll ever leave the ground. He said only angels know how to fly. The bedroom, found a note by the window with the curtains blowing in the breeze. And with a broken wing, she still sings. She keeps an eye on the sky. With a broken wing, she can't.
Are you one of them girls that peels off the Bud Light label? Just might run the pool table. Roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no. Just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close. That's when I know, yeah. You got your heart on lockdown. Got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now. Come on now. And you one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody. You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us want you. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, cause I'm one of them boys, so trade this whole world, yeah. For one of them girls, who likes to act all quiet, sexy not even trying, yeah, you know I ain't lying, damn right. You're one of them girls, broke every heart in your hometown, on the day you rolled out, got them all wishing on stars now. If I
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She knew she caught my eye, and that was all it took. Ain't it strange how forever changed with just one look? The magic filled the night. She touched my soul like no one else. Yes, the way that woman made me feel left me talking to myself. Cause once you start to love her, you know you'll never stop. She shines like a diamond when she walks into a room. She could charm the stars, hypnotize the moon. Once I held her close, knew just where I stood. No, you never get a second chance to ever feel so good. Then and there I knew these words were etched in stone. If you can't feel the power of the greatest love.
'Cause once you start to love her, you know you'll never stop. She shines like a diamond when she walks into a room. She could charm the stars.